My mother is my role model. If I could describe her in one word, it would be ambitious. I can honestly say that the person I am today and the actions I commit are for her and because of her. Growing up, she taught me many valuable lessons. She taught me the etiquettes that needed to be proper in any formal situations, as well as being respectful and courtesy of the elders. How being nice to others isn't just a form of nice gesture, but that being nice to others would allow me to become the better person. And lastly, the most important thing I remember her saying was to always give back to those who need it the most, and that has stuck with me since then. She told me the things we have already gives us the privilege to do the things we want, and there are so many people out there who do not have the right to do so. I came to America just 8 months old with my mother. I don't have any vivid memories of coming here, but I do know that my father had to stay behind because he was unable to receive residency in America. Coming to America wasn't something drastic for me because I basically grew up here, but I knew that coming to America would have a great impact on my mother, both mentally and physically. Mentally, because she didn't know a single word of English, which stopped her from pursuing the things she wanted to do, and physically because of the hard work she would have to put in to support my younger brother and I. My mother has always told me that she wanted to open up a childcare because she wanted to be able to teach and guide kids to a better future. Although she did not know much English and was unfamiliar with America, she still worked harder than anyone I knew. I remember my mom leaving the house really early in the morning and coming home really late at night, so I was basically in the hands of my grandmother or in a daycare. As a child, since my mother raised my brother and I alone, I constantly asked where my father was and wondering why everyone had one and I didn't. I just didn't know the problem, and every time my mother would explain it to me, it didn't seem to make any sense. I remember sitting on a couch watching a Chinese soap opera with my mother, and I saw that the main character did not have a father figure by her side. I thought that she was similar to me, but I later found out that it was because her relationship with her father wasn't good, and I vividly remember I turned to my mother and asked if that was why I didn't have a father by me. My mom awkwardly laughed and immediately called my father on the phone. Because I've only seen my father in pictures, I also vividly remember constantly asking my mom if any male figure I see was him. I was watching the news with my mother, and when the male news anchor showed up, he looked so similar to my dad that I cried because my mother kept saying it wasn't. I know my mother went through a lot to put my family to where we are now, and I am truly thankful for her. The experiences that I have experienced are something that holds very close to me, for it has made me the person that I am. As for my brother, she has constantly pushed me to do my best and I know that she has sacrificed so much for me to receive all the benefits I have today, and it truly motivates me to work hard, hoping to give back to her in the future.